Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower, wrapping up Triple Play Thursday. Mike requested Chris Stapleton. That's Parachute. And, yeah, it's 312-981-7200 is the phone number and the text number. And we are here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5 p.m. And then Steve Cochran for your morning drive starting at 6 right here on 720 WGN. All right. We are going to be playing a little celebrity name game here. And Dan, let me explain the how this works. Esmeralda and I will go head-to-head on the celebrity name game. It's the board game version of the great Craig Ferguson show, Celebrity Name Game. We will each get two cards. There are two-sided cards. One card has a group of clues that are all under one sort of umbrella or a group. And then the other could be anything. They're all over the place. It could be anything. So as soon as Esmeralda gets in here, we will start. Dan, can you want to bring in the two cards, two for Esmeralda and two for me? And, yeah, there we go. So that's coming up. We always play this. If you ever watch the show there on Channel 9, it's very entertaining and a lot of fun. So there you go. All right, we get in the cards, and then my opponent at some point will be in here, and we'll start going.
She's afraid.
Is she afraid? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. By the way, there you are. What the hell is going on? What happened?
Work things.
Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about your job.
Don't worry about that.
You have a game to play.
That's right. Okay, so I've explained the rules. Dan, shall we hear the theme-y?
It's Nick D. Celebrity Name Game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun. Let's start and play.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. Welcome. So the first round, where they're all under one sort of clue, they're all related, mm-hmm. 45 seconds we have on the clock, and then the second round could be anything,
mm-hmm.
and I have 10 clues to get through, and that's 75 seconds on the clock. So who should go first? Who should give clues first?
Ladies first.
All right. Esmeralda, you shall give clues first.
Okay. So it's made in the USA.
Made in the USA.
American companies.
American companies. All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
It's all in blue. They don't like them in the city. It's really cheap. It's usually that smiley face is that logo. And their prices are super cheap. People don't like them.
Best Buy?
No, because I think you can't form unions there. I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
I don't know.
Okay. This guy, he did the cars. He had the first car.
Ford?
The guy. Yeah, but who's the guy?
Henry Ford?
Yes. This is the fruit, the computer fruit.
Apple?
Mm-hmm. This is the guy who started that company that I was talking about earlier that you can't figure out.
Steve Jobs?
Time.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, 10 seconds, go.
This is with the, it's a Blue World logo. It's a phone company.
AT&T?
Yes.
Time.
Okay.
Who, why,
Walmart.
Oh yeah, I don't. Gosh. I don't go to Walmart.
Yeah, I said.
I don't go to Walmart.
So you know news things.
No, I. You said smiley face. I said yeah. Best Buy. That was as close as it was.
Not,
close.
What?
I don't
when
know.
When have you ever seen a smiley face for Best Buy?
I couldn't. I know I've seen a smiley mm-hmm. face commercial
whatever.
For a
probably
product.
For Walmart.
And it was probably for Walmart, but I don't go. I don't know it. All right. What did we get there? Two?
Three.
Three. Okay. All right. It's Time. These are people and things on the cover of Time magazine. They've been on the cover of Time magazine. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
I just said his name with Apple.
Oh, Steve Jobs.
Okay. She wears meat dresses.
Lady Gaga.
Inventor of the telephone.
oh no.
All right, he was an inventor.
Benjamin Franklin.
No, first name is
Alexander Bell.
No, the first name is like Blank Thumb. That name?
Tom.
All right, the tank engine. You know the tank
Thomas.
Engine? Yes.
Thomas Edison.
Yes. he was the prime minister. He's still the prime minister. Is he of England? Prime minister of England.
He isn't.
He's, okay, it's Tony Blair.
Yeah, he isn't.
Who's the prime minister of England now? God, I am so idiotic.
May. It's the new lady.
The one that just resigned was Clark.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, he was at one point, Tony Blair.
Right.
Okay. What did we get? Three? We tied?
Two.
Okay. That was good.
Now we do
the bonus round.
Oh, okay.
We do one of those, and then we'll flip the cards over. All right. So it's 3-2.
We're not doing good.
No, we're doing really poorly this morning. All right. Because I don't shop at Walmart. That's the problem. Dan, you were like in there going, it's Walmart, moron.
I know. I'm just like, wow, there's like four or five good clues in there.
Yeah. No, that was a good. They were perfectly good clues. I just don't know what the hell happens at Walmart anymore. I don't go there.
Buy things.
I don't go there.
Okay, well, I'm telling you.
I believe you. It's not like I don't believe you.
Okay.
All right, so what is it, 75 seconds, and this could be anything. Anything at all, nothing related. Okay. And Dan, whenever
Three,
we're ready.
3, 2, 1.
It's in New York, and it's on an island, and it was in Ghostbusters 2, and it
Statue walks. Of Liberty?
Yes. She's in, what has she been at? She's in, that movie where she's like a spin doctor for the president, and then she falls in love with the
Sandra
president.
Sandra Bullock?
No. It's a TV show.
TV show? Robin
What is her?
Wright?
No. Okay. Pass. He did Copacabana.
Barry Manilow.
Yes. She has that show on NBC, and she's always dancing when she comes out.
Ellen DeGeneres.
This is a musical, and it's set in a big theater where they sing with the big high tone voices, and he's got a
Phantom of the Opera.
Yes.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
And then this is what you drink this in the morning.
Coffee.
No, the other thing. It's
tea?
Good for you.
Tea.
No
orange juice.
Yes. This guy. He always kicks that's the football, right. But he doesn't kick the football because
Charlie Brown.
Face? Yeah. this is the guy I hate, and I think he's a jerk, and he's in movies. He was Batman.
Ben Affleck?
Yes.
Time.
How many did we get?
Seven.
Kerry Washington.
Oh, Scandal, yeah.
Scandal, that's what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should have just said hot.
Okay, that's a lot of things
I would have
to
gone
you.
Right to Kerry Washington.
That's a lot for you.
All right, so what do we got? So I'm at what, 13? No.
No, 10.
10. My math is my strong suit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This could be anything.
Okay.
And so 75 seconds on the clock.
3, 2, 1.
Comic book character that Ben Affleck plays.
Oh, Daredevil?
You just said his name.
Oh,
Batman. Yeah. He was in Midnight Cowboy, Kramer versus Kramer, Rain Man.
Dustin Hoffman.
Yep. Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Britney Spears.
Okay. The movie with Leo DiCaprio.
Titanic?
No, it's from a couple of years ago. Jonah Hill is in it. He rips off a bunch of people.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Right. She's brilliant. She was in 9 to 5 with...
Dolly Parton?
Not Jane Fonda, the other one. She's a comedian, a character. She's brilliantly funny.
I can't remember her name.
All right. This is a movie studio and an electronics
Warner
company.
Warner Brothers? Oh,
an electronics company.
RCA?
Nope. It's one word.
Sony.
Yes. She was a saint.
Mother Teresa.
Yes. A network.
NBC, ABC.
Nice. Very good. It's NBC. It's the painting with the woman who might be smiling.
Oh.
The famous painting.
Oh, Mona Lisa.
Right. The country of your ancestors.
Mexico?
Okay, yes. Now, let's go back. This is the comedian. She's amazing. Her first name is the name of a flower. A type of flower.
Daisy tulip. Rose.
No.
Lily
Tomlin.
Oh, yeah. I could see her in my head.
She's brilliant.
If I couldn't, I couldn't decipher.
All right, so where are we score-wise, Dan?
With the 9 that Esmeralda scored in that round, she has taken the lead 11-10.
Oh!
What?
Well, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever, thanks.
Walmart. All right. By the way, the so far, Dan, the description of Phantom of the Opera ruled. That's been the best one so far.
That's where they sing.
The big high note.
The
there's
high
a
note.
Theater. To...
That's what they do in the opera. How else would you describe an opera?
Well, I would describe Phantom of the Opera differently.
I was about to say mask, and then
you got it at that point because it was such a great clue. Celebrity name game round two, Esmeralda.
And I'm winning.
And it's what again, Dan? What remind us of the scoreage?
11-10.
11-10. Esmeralda's up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you are going to give first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll give clues first. I have to guess, and I got to do some catch up here. Then I don't want to eat, and I don't mean cats up.
Ketchup.
Ketchup. Catsup. I'm riding the bus. all right. It's Nick DiGilio, by the way. And coming up in 10 minutes is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. So stick around for that. All right. Let's do this. Round two, okay. Celebrity name
this
game.
This is Come Fly With Me. All about Frank Sinatra.
All about Frank Sinatra. Ooh. All right.
Words about him.
45 seconds. Whenever you're ready.
Three, two, one.
The group that he hung out with. What do they call
Rat Pack.
Them? Where did he hang out in California? It's got the name's got trees in it. Apparently,
Hollywood.
No,
Beverly Hills.
In the word, it's a tree, the kind that are in California. The big old
Palm Springs.
Yes, this is what everyone thought he was connected to in Vegas.
The mob.
Yeah, but what
the
do
mafia.
They call it? Yes. What does he love? What city?
Chicago, New York,
yeah.
New York.
And then who was his friend? The guy with the door. The guy, and he did the roast.
10 seconds.
Dean Martin?
Yeah, who was the other guy with the fake eye?
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yeah, and then what was that song that he talked? Oh, Trump's supposed to dance to it at the ball.
Time.
My Way.
Yeah.
He's going to dance to it.
That's what I read. They're going to play it at the ball.
Yeah, that's his first dance at the ball.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I will not be putting the TV on at any time tomorrow.
No, me.
Well, I mean, I'll put a DVD on or something, anything, and I will be not looking at Facebook.
Yeah, I am
avoiding
Ditto.
It at all costs. Okay. All right. So how many did we get there?
Seven there. 17 for you now.
17 to 11? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So far.
All right. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Follow the clues.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just telling me that. I was like,
no,
what?
Follow the clues. Okay. Famous detectives.
Oh, boy.
Famous detectives.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Dr. Watson is his buddy.
Oh, Sherlock Holmes.
Right. Bald guy, lollipops.
Kojak.
All right. She is not the Hardy Boys, but she was
Nancy Drew.
Right. He was Agatha Christie's French detective.
Oh, oh.
You got to get
man.
The first name, too.
Oh, yeah.
Strongest guy in the world. Yeah,
Arnold?
No. Yeah.
Atlas?
No. This is a cartoon. He had like springs in his legs and he wore a trench coat.
Inspector Gadget.
Right. Not Nancy Drew, but the
Hardy Boys.
Okay. Hercule Poirot was the French.
Did you say 10 or
I
time?
Said
10. 10? Oh, okay. All right.
10 from now. Go.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Murder, She Wrote. The character, not Angela Lansbury, the character that she played.
I couldn't tell you that.
Okay. All right. The very clumsy Peter Sellers character in the...
Pink Panther. Oh, I don't know his
Clouseau,
name.
Clouseau, Inspector Clouseau. All right. What did we get there?
Five there for a total of 16.
So it's 17 to 16?
Who is Angela Lansbury?
Jessica Fletcher.
Oh, yeah. No, I couldn't. I've never...
You've never seen Murder, She Wrote?
I have, but I've never.
You never remember
knew
her
name.
Yeah, Jessica.
I was
Fletcher.
Speaking Angela Lansbury. Yeah. Not her real name in the show.
Well, it's not Angela Lansbury solves crimes. No, it's not. They send it's a
I'd
reality.
That.
I would too, man. They send Angela Lansbury out to solve crimes in real life.
Along with what's his name?
Robert Stack.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that was that. Now we've got the final round.
Yes.
Okay. Could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you got 10 of them. You got 75 seconds.
Yep.
75 seconds to go when you're ready.
Three, two, one.
He was on Access Hollywood and he was on the bus with Trump.
Billy Bush.
Yep. This is where you get money
ATM?
Yeah, no, it's the
bank?
Company. Yeah.
And Bank of America?
Yes. She's a model, America's Next Top Model.
Tyra Banks?
Yes. That show with Danny DeVito and
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
No, the other
Taxi?
One, the old one, yeah. This is a sports team football from Ohio.
Cincinnati Bengals?
No, the
other Cleveland
one.
Browns?
Yes. This guy, oh man. What's in a TV or what's in a movie theater and they take you to your seat?
Usher?
Yes. This guy, he's got the politically incorrect show.
Bill Maher.
This is the movie we're talking about. It's black and white. It's about boxing.
Raging Bull?
Yes. The cookies, and they're tiny, and they make them, and then you buy them at the store. They're the tiny people. They live in the trees. And they
the
make cookies.
Keebler elves?
Yes.
10 seconds.
And then parted the Red Sea.
Moses?
Yes.
Bravo.
How is that funny? They're tiny people.
You didn't say people. You said they're tiny.
Yeah, you went straight into
to cookies. You like they were tiny cookies.
No,
and I was
said tiny. They make cookies.
I.
Well, because I was scared to say because I was gonna say elves.
Okay. All right. Where are we now?
That was 10. Oh. So you have a total of 27.
By the way, Usher. I was trying to the first
that was
one
brilliant.
Was music.
Yeah,
I was
no.
thinking of the artist, but I couldn't think of
it. It was great. It was great. It made me laugh. All right, let's before we do the final, very final round, where I give clues to Esmeralda, let's find out what's happening on the opening bell. Here's Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Coming up next on the opening bell, we're going to be talking about the world currency market. It's really up and down and nervous right now. We'll help you make some sense of it. And how about a nice warm vacation to someplace like Mexico or another adventure somewhere around the world? We'll be talking about your options as we all sort of suffer in the winter here. All next on the opening bell.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good day.
All right, Steve, have a good one. All right, this is it now. How many does Esmeralda, if Esmeralda gets all 10...
I still wouldn't make
she
it, right?
She would not make it. Oh. That is correct. So you're playing for pride.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whatever.
This is anything at all, no category. Mm-hmm. 75 seconds whenever we are ready to go.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, God. This is the idiot that makes the stupid Madea movies.
Tyler Perry.
Right. This is a credit... I can't say the other word. It's a
credit card.
Yeah, but it's a kind of. It's a credit. It's not Visa.
MasterCard.
Right. The host of Jeopardy.
Alex Trebek.
Right. Short. Tyrant with the, he put his hand.
Napoleon.
In his, yeah. The greatest drag queen of all time.
RuPaul.
Right. The baseball team north of us in Wisconsin.
The Brewers.
Yeah, but what's city?
Oh, Wisconsin, Milwaukee Brewers.
That's right. The Steven Spielberg war movie with Tom Hanks where they go after
Saving
Matt Damon.
Private Ryan.
Right. Great guitarist was with Cream, was with Blind Faith. He had a solo career. his last name, the first syllable of his last name, what am I doing?
Eric Clapton.
Yes. Awesome show with Woody Harrelson, Matthew McConaughey. It was on HBO. If it's not false.
True Detective.
Right, okay. And, Nightmare on Elm Street dude with the knives on his fingers.
Freddy Krueger.
There you go. Got all 10.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Should have done that last time.
It's not my fault. So what was the final score?
27-26.
Oh, by one again.
Yeah, that's what we said earlier.
Once again, you coming from behind.
From behind to win.
To win.
I don't even, don't play around, man.
LL Cool N.
That's LL Cool Nick.
Doesn't have the same ring.
LL Cool D.
No.
All right. Forget
it. No,
man.
It doesn't. No, sorry.
Ladies love Cool Jam. Mm.
What?
No.
James.
Cool J. James.
See, that alone
yeah,
doesn't
just,
allow you the
now
name
it's just
of LL.
LLN.
You know what? When I come in tomorrow, I'm going to have a Congo hat on.
A what hat?
Congo hat.
Oh.
Congo. I was thinking of my favorite talking ape. I was thinking of my favorite talking ape movie.
I thought, yeah, there was
a Congo.
Like, you have a prop from the movie?
I was thinking, yeah, I was coming in with a Congo hat on.
I was thinking, like, an African safari
it was such
hat.
It was such a popular film, Congo.
Wait, but they didn't
talk. You have a watch?
I did. At Congo Watches. Burger
so
King.
Why not have a hat?
But they didn't
hey,
talk.
If they had a Congo. You know, he didn't talk, but he could. She, it's Amy. She could communicate, and she enjoyed. She enjoyed the green drop drink.
Oh, like cocoa.
Which was a martini. Amy the gorilla enjoyed martinis.
Jeez.
Congo rules. All right. Hey, tomorrow's Fly Jams Friday, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.